This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with East Breeder Reactor in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving critically addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program of Akashvani. Mr. Modi said, critically is the stage during which a reactor successfully retains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He highlighted that the nuclear reactor is built entirely using indigenous technology. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke about the power of wind energy, saying that this power is propelling India forward. He was pleased to note that India's wind energy generation capacity has now exceeded 56 gigawatts. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the ongoing census campaign. Mr. Modi elaborated that the census 2027 has been made digital and all information is being recorded directly in digital form. He urged everyone to participate in this process and make Census 2027 a success. Further, the Prime Minister said that the month of May also reminds everyone of the first war of independence of 1857. He saluted all the brave freedom fighters who awakened the spirit of patriotism among the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed relief that U.S. President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are safe and unharmed following the recent security incident at Washington, D.C. Hotel. In his message, Mr. Modi extended his best wishes for their continued safety and well-being. He said violence has no place in a democracy and must be unequivocally condemned. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump and other top White House officials were evacuated unharmed from their annual dinner of White House correspondents after a man armed with multiple weapons fired shots outside the ballroom of a hotel in Washington, D.C. The suspect has been captured and identified as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen from California. Just 2 days from now, on 29th April, West Bengal will head to the crucial second phase of the assembly elections. This phase is set to determine who will govern the state for the next 5 years. With polling day fast approaching, political activity has reached its peak across West Bengal. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Man Chona Man attended the Responsible Media Initiative 2026 workshop organized by the Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists at the Multi-Purpose Cultural Hall in Namsai on Saturday and addressed members of the media fraternity on the theme responsible and legal aspects of reporting. The Deputy Chief Minister said that in his more than 3 decades off in public life, he had seen the press in Arunachal Pradesh, how it evolves from a very nascent stage to the present day. He recalled that he had seen journalists travel for days into difficult terrain to bring out a story that no one else would tell. Mr. Man encouraged young journalists to uphold integrity, responsibility and ethical standards in their profession, noting that responsible media practices strengthen democracy at every level. Polling is underway for the local body elections in Gujarat across 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities and over 200 district and taluka panchayats. Polling will continue until 6 p.m. this evening with a counting of votes scheduled for April 28. Veteran photographer Raghu Rai died today after a 2-year-long battle with cancer. He was 83, born on 18 December 1942 in Jhang, now in Pakistan. Rai became one of the most respected photographs, not just in India, but across the world. He captured powerful images after the Bhopal gas tragedy, one of the worst industrial disasters in history. He received the Padma Shri in 1972 for his powerful photography during the Bangladesh Liberation War. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.